coming at ya from I-94 and I-75. Representing the ongoing struggle to realize the renaissance in Detroit, you have found the Olin Ezra Show.
What's up, internet, in the beautiful yet broke city of Detroit, Michigan? You are listening to another fun yet exciting edition of the Olin Ezra Show, Detroit's underground talk revolution. And with me, as always, is Mr. Joe Allen.
Happy Halloween.
And the creepy yet disturbing Mr. Les Zaldor.
Happy Halloween.
That was neither creepy nor disturbing. And special guest, Mason Dam Tinsley from the band Ricket Pass, who has never heard the show, and he is ready to explode all over everyone because he hasn't heard the show yet, and he's going to realize just how sweet it is when you come to the Olin Ezra Show. Already we've sampled some Crazy Horse and White Lightning. We got some brews going around, and Mason has this silver flask that's in the booth, so it's going to be good times tonight here on the Olin Ezra Show. It's Halloween. It's the 31st, so hopefully everybody's at home having a good time. You can always call us at 313-312-4524, and tonight, if anyone out there has any special ghost stories, last week Cody's Stage Fright called in, and they offered some free tickets to one of their shows coming up, so we'll give those away to any of the listeners if they want to call in with their ghost stories. And it has to be real. It has to kind of, like, make us freaked out a little bit. If it's like, you know, you were rubbing one out, and there was a ghost standing behind you or something ridiculous.
That is
real.
Well,
who knows?
I told you about that.
You know that one time, man. No, but it has to be absolutely real. It has to creep us out, and you will get some tickets to see Cody's Stage Fright, and they're awesome. It's like Motor City. It's like B-Dab, man. You could just say Motor City, and you can think of Cody's Stage Fright. And we're going to also listen to some Ricket Pass tracks. We got a ton of shit coming up in this episode. It's going to be off the fucking chain because we're all sitting back, relaxed. It's Halloween, having a good time. And good to start the show. So 313-312-4524. So without any further...
Operators are standing by.
Without any further bullshit, hey, Les Zaldor, buddy, what's that in your hand?
Beer of the week!
As promised, I bring you a pumpkin ale. This is Dogfish Head Pumpkin Ale. It's brewed out of, obviously, Dogfish Head in Delaware. It's actually named after the Pumpkin Chunkin. You guys might know that from where they actually toss these pumpkins in the air out in Delaware, and it's got a good 7.0 APV, and it's got a nice little ale taste to it. It's brewed with pumpkin, brown sugar, nutmeg, and spices, as well as that's it.
It tastes like the inside of a pumpkin that's spiced, except it's not all sloppy and gooey.
It actually won the 1994 first prize of the 19 pumpkin chunkin contest, recipe contest.
Pumpkin chunkin?
Pumpkin chunkin', yeah.
Pumpkin chuckin'.
Chuckin', yeah.
Chuckin', not chunkin'. Chuckin'.
Well, chunkin' is what it says on here.
Explain the chunkin'.
Yeah,
I don't know why they call it pumpkin chunkin', but
throw it in the air.
They just throw pumpkins up?
They throw as far as you can go. That's like, where they have to, like, slingshot pumpkins in the air.
Hollowed out, or like...
No.
No, so like a full... It sounds like we have a caller.
Yeah, we might have a caller already. Maybe we'll talk about this stuff.
They hurl
pumpkins 4,000 feet through the air.
So it's called chunkin', not chuckin'.
It says chunkin' on here. So and what I'm looking at here. So
I bet that's their clever name for it. Maybe. Instead of chuckin', it's maybe. Chunkin' pumpkins.
Chunkin' pumpkin. Have you ever chunked a pumpkin?
Never.
Twice in the 80s, didn't like it.
I don't remember the
80s. I think I was born sometime in that decade.
This stuff is out until like around Thanksgiving, so if you want it now, I got it over at drinks discount drinks and Wyandotte. It's like $8-$9 for a 4-pack.
Aha.
Really good stuff for the seasonal stuff.
Good times, buddy. So what's the name of the beer again?
Pumpkin Ale. P-U-N-K-I-N Ale.
Man, Mason, you are the man for that Crazy Horse. Unbelievable. Good stuff.
Hey, I'm glad I could help.
good stuff. So pumpkin chunkin, good time. So that was the big finale, and it wasn't bad. I was pleasantly surprised by it.
Yeah, I was expecting something really, really heavy with like too many spices and too many.
Like you're eating a piece of pie.
Right, exactly. But it wasn't. No, it's a good flavorful beer.
Yeah, I like it.
Really,
I
good.
Think it's a good girls' beer.
Really,
it's kind of
like a pumpkin
sweet.
Pie. Girls like pumpkin pie.
True.
Guys like apple pie. That's how that works.
Apple pie is good.
I think Mason's got a point.
Apple pie is great.
So can we call this the Dogfish Pumpkin Girl Beer?
There we go. There
that
we
is
go.
Mason Dam Tinsley's opinion of the pumpkin beer. It's not as you should have had to see if you want to. Last week's beer, Mason, was like even sweeter
yeah, it was
than
even
that.
More girly.
It was. It tasted like the way Joanne Fabrics smelled.
So should we change the name of this part of the show to the? The girl beer of the week?
You're going to have to confront Mr. Les Zaldor about that. He's been picking out the beers.
I'm just trying to be seasonal stuff, you know, with the Halloween and stuff, trying to get stuff that's, you know.
I hate to be here at Valentine's Day.
Well,
what did you bring? What's in that flask? Because that's the good stuff right there.
Oh, this is a good half pint of Maker's Mark.
Yes, sir.
It's the Maker's 46. They use oak barrels instead of hickory ones.
This is really? Good.
Yeah.
This is good. On the top of my refrigerator at home, I have some bathtub mash that Mason actually brewed, and it is the most potent goddamn shit that I have ever drank. That's good. It's good to see that people out there are listening. 313-312-4524 if you want to call in. Real quick, I want to touch on something that sort of changed my perspective on the way that I've been looking at things. K-Hub, who does a lot of work on the show, has recently gone in for a surgery, man, and she's all banged up and she's at home healing. But, you know, you really take things for granted that you probably shouldn't on a daily basis. And it's just unbelievable to see somebody suffer and struggle and cope with pain the way that she has been over the last couple of days is unbelievable. So we appreciate everyone that's gotten a hold of us on Facebook or through email or over the phone, anything like that, because it's been a pretty rough week on all of us. So we appreciate that. I just wanted to say thanks for the shout out and thanks for the support, you know, all over all the pages and stuff like that, because it's a pretty tough time in our life that we're dealing with. So can I have a shot of that,
you
buddy?
Just take what you want.
Oh man, that's awesome. Mason Dam Tinsley. So glad to shout out to K-Hub, man. She's doing
glad she's
well.
She's doing better.
She's in a lot of pain, but she appreciates all the support and outreach people have been showing her. So she's already beat cancer twice and she didn't want to do it a third time. So she went for the medical procedure.
Get well soon. Well,
banged her up though. Banged her up big time.
Oh yeah.
So Joe, what's going on, man? What's up with this? What happened last night, and why are you hungover? Oh. Man, that's good, dude.
Well, I'm sure just about everybody's hungover today.
That.
Halloween is actually today, but it seemed like it was yesterday with all the costume wear and all that, and all the drinking and having fun. But we went to Jim Doyon's house, good friend of ours and yours, from Ink Addict, and rode a party bus from there to the bank. Man, it was. Danny was supposed to recap it tonight, but because I don't remember much, so I hope somebody does. I saw pictures this morning from last night. And
see, usually when I have to plug a party,
blackmail material.
I was at. I wish I would have gone. I was gonna go, but I was at home with Karen, and that seemed like the place to be. But that's what happens. Mm-hmm. I go to a show and I don't remember what happens the next day. I'm sure Mason is on that same level.
Every time I wake up in the morning, I don't know what's going on. I automatically feel like an asshole.
Still drunk,
because like, you know you did something. You lied about something, or you told a great story that everybody else wants to know about the next day.
Yep.
And you have no idea what happened. You're like, oh. There was a show, but no, I heard that show or that party was good over at the bank.
Oh, hell yeah, it was. And this bus wasn't just like a normal party bus. It was like a fucking Greyhound. It was like Van Halen's tour bus. This thing was sick,
wow,
man. Yeah, it was
huge.
Nice. It was gigantic. But yeah, I drank heavily as everyone else did and regretted it this morning. Slept in really late with probably one of the worst hangovers I've had in a while. But this got me looking online. I needed to get rid of this hangover, and I didn't have anything in my place to do it with as far as painkillers. I used them all. But I looked for other ideas to get rid of a hangover, so I came up with this survival kit. Actually, I found an eHow. Now, some of these things, I don't know.
eHow.com?
Yeah, I don't agree with some of these things. It seems like they're taking it a little too far. It seems like this would be somebody who hasn't drank ever, and they're like 25, and they're going to try it for the first time, and they're like, well, I heard there's the hangover, so I got to figure out how to get rid of this. And then you look up on eHow and like, oh, I need all these things. I need them all. I need to bring them. Otherwise, I'm going to be shit tomorrow. So anyways, but they say that you should choose a bag which I think is a little outrageous. You don't, I don't think you need a bag, but
a bag, like a bag just for
your,
or
like a backpack or
for your
a
survival kit
or a European pack. Shoulder bag, yeah, something. Something like that, but they say
really,
yeah,
aha, for the hangover survival, and you're to wear this at your waistline.
Yes,
there
and
you
if,
go.
Is
or
there,
lower.
Is there any disclaimer about being beaten up in public for wearing this fanny pack of healing?
I don't think so.
I think they like it better if you call it a holster.
A holster. A holster.
There you go.
Well, those fanny packs are those are like a little bit different. You know that those actually hold something metal and about 5 to 10 pounds. That's like. You know, I'm thinking of like the pouch that some dude has a camera, and I don't know. All right, continue, Joe. I'm sorry.
So, no, it's okay. They say, obviously, to pack it with water bottles, obviously, because alcohol will dehydrate you, and you don't want to be.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, well, you'll find out. If not, then just keep drinking, man. God bless you.
That's right.
Another thing, like I said, I didn't have any of was painkillers, and they say to use aspirin or ibuprofen, not Tylenol. Because it reacts terribly with your liver and all the other alcohol in your system, actually make you feel worse. But personally, I recommend, and this worked great for me, otherwise I wouldn't have been here like Danny.
Crazy horse.
Yeah.
Crazy horse.
Crazy horse. That's the winner.
Excedrin Extra Strength. Because not only does it have ibuprofen, it has the caffeine. And caffeine shrinks the blood vessels.
Yeah.
I always drink a lot of coffee, and then like, yeah, that's all I do. And it usually works for me.
Well, like,
did it say anything about coffee in there?
No, it just said anything. Well,
some coffee and a cold shower is out of the mix now.
Yeah, exactly.
Aha. All right, continue.
So anyways, let's see. Electrolytes. They say to pack snack mix or a sports drink, Gatorade. They say tomato juice. I'm like,
wow, like this is suitcase.
Like, hold on. Yeah. This is the trendiest man in the world getting ready for a hefty night of drinking. And that by hefty, I mean two beers.
Yeah, really.
They go even farther. They say cleaning supplies, as in a puke bag. Paper towels or wipes.
Paper towels.
Toothbrush and toothpaste.
Oh, man.
I mean, this sounds like they're definitely not expecting to ever end home that night.
Oh, my God. So not only are you going to end up drunk, naked, and passed out in someone's house.
Holding a puke bag.
Holding a puke bag. Wow.
Now, God forbid you do all this, and then you leave it in your buddy's car.
Hold on, guys. I got to get my hangover pack.
We're going to have beer.
Wait,
I'm going to have to get my hangover pack.
I need my hangover pack.
Hold on. Turn around.
That's right.
Forgot my fanny pack.
So next, Steve on the line.
Aha! Creepy. Steve. How you doing, buddy? Hello? Steve.
Uh-oh.
Steve.
Are you sure you're still there, Satan?
Hey!
There he is.
Steve!
What's happening, man?
Hello, Steve.
Hey,
how are you?
Freaking Oli Ezra. Hey,
hello.
Man, I just wanted to call and commend you on your services to that little lady.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Don't take that the wrong way, but maybe actually go ahead.
Hey, I know where you're going with that. It's okay, but we can't do that right now. You know, there's a healing process going on. But no, thanks a lot, man.
No, that's all good. No, there's other things you can do, but I want to commend you. You're doing a great job.
Thanks, bro. Thank you.
Awesome.
Awesome,
hey,
Steve.
Man,
well,
have a good evening.
Thanks,
and
you too,
and
man.
Happy Zombie Day.
Happy Zombie Day. Thanks for listening to the Olin Ezra Show.
Oh, all the time, bro.
Take it easy, Steve.
Have a good evening.
You too, bro.
Right on. Okay. Bye.
All right, Steve. Well, hopefully if K-Hub's out there listening, she heard that. That's good to hear. So, I don't know. I got to find where I'm at. Les, you got the outline. What do we got on deck here, buddy?
Well, has Joe got all his stuff done?
Yeah, I'm just about done. The only thing I wanted to say else was there's two ways this can go. If you make the survival kit, you either have never drank in your life and have no idea what it actually entails, or you drink way too much. Especially if you don't need to reference the list to purchase these items.
What I want to know is who's when they get drunk, who's gonna remember their fucking fanny pack?
I don't know. I'm not saying condoning you should do this, but take a bag with you. I don't think it's a little outrageous, but most of these things are in people's houses and your friends' houses. Hopefully, if they're not poor bastards, and you'll be able to find them and make yourself feel better.
My big trick is for that is if you read on the jar of Midol. It has all these list of symptoms, right? It sounds silly, but when you're hungover, you're nauseous.
Yeah.
Your stomach hurts. You got a headache. You know what I mean? Like, all this stuff, and it's exactly...
You're only, bitchy.
Only thing difference is your crotch isn't bleeding, so just go ahead and take the pill and go about your business.
That's right. So you're right. So might also be added to that list, Joe.
We've got a very evil Phil the intern on the line.
Phil, what's going on, buddy? Phil.
What's going on, man?
What's going on, buddy? What's the good word?
Not a whole lot, man. I'm just chilling in my basement right now, and the phone screener is creeping the hell out of me.
Yeah? He's a very special person, and everybody knows who he is. I don't know. Has he been using that effect the entire time?
He wasn't using it yesterday, so I don't know.
It's by if you don't know, I think that's Andrew May. Maybe it's Dylan, but he's answering phones. Andrew May from 6 months gone is here being the phone screener while K-Hub is homesick.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's Andrew May, but I don't see Dylan being that creepy.
No. Before I asked you why I called, what happened at the blood party, or you don't remember what happened either?
Well, I actually remember. I wasn't allowed to be drinking, so sad for me. But it was good. Just was hanging out. And 6 months gone. Played a great set. Infant Fit had their half clean day set, which was really good. And Group Therapy, they killed it. Their new stuff is really heavy. I was digging it.
Nice. So good. And, you guys had a good time.
Yeah, and David McDonald dressed up like a butt pirate, so.
Wow.
Dressed up like what?
A butt pirate.
A butt pirate.
So well, I mean, I don't, so he was just wearing what he normally wears.
Yeah, and he had like some pirate jewelry, so.
Uh-huh. Well, hey, no.
Kind of the same deal.
And I heard your show the other day, man. I wanted to say thanks, and I appreciate what you said.
Oh, definitely, man. And that's kind of why I'm calling your show as well. I mean, your show gets different listeners than mine. And, you know, some people have probably heard me on your show. And, God, who is that douchebag? So, you know, they can go and listen to my show, and it's an hour and a half in. They'll hear everything. But I just we wanted to tell everybody, it's like, I'm as much as I give off this persona that I am a douchebag and kind of this young, cocky little dick, like, I'm really not. I just like to have fun, and I'm young, and really don't take
Phil,
anything I say
take it
too
easy.
Seriously.
Phil's
you're,
young.
Phil, it's Phil, because you're evil.
Phil.
Oh, yeah.
We love you, buddy. Hey.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, everybody's got to check out Static Noises. Just Google Static Noises, staticnoise.mypodcast.net, and listen to Static Noise this week. It's a good episode, and check it out. Phil, it's what we do. It's good to know that you're not headed in the direction of Mojo in the Morning.
Yeah.
Dude, fuck Mojo.
Thank God for that.
Wow. Because asshole.
Yeah, well... I don't know. No comment. But hey, Phil, thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. You don't have a ghost story?
I actually don't. No ghost stories with me. I will say that my ex-girlfriend is big on ghosts and shit, but I was never listening, so.
That was just her dad stories. Walking down the hallway. You're afraid you're going to get caught.
That's right.
Phil, you have a good Halloween, buddy.
You too, buddy.
All right, take it easy.
See you, Phil.
Hey, man.
Hey, scary Halloween guy. What do you think about Phil the intern?
Easy.
What is he doing right now?
I need my inhaler. I have asthma.
Oh, shit. That is awesome. We got Olin's crying over here.
Oh, no. That's the greatest thing that's happened in a long time.
You almost fell off your chair.
A long, long time. That's, man, only on Halloween. And it's good. Halloween's one of the oldest holidays, and it's my favorite. It's one of the only that I pay attention to because it's one of the few non-Hallmark holidays. So
it's the funnest one.
It is. Because like, we got, hey, creepy phone answerer guy. What do you like to do on Halloween other than Phil the intern?
No comment.
I think you should leave the creepy voice every show now.
Oh, man, I know. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, wouldn't you like that?
Make sure he's not eating anybody in there. Oh, hopefully we should check on Drew, make sure he's still alive in there.
Wow. All right. So, well, Danny's not here. She's at home sick with a migraine and probably a hangover too. So, you know, hopefully she feels better.
Should've had a fanny pack.
Yeah, she should have took her fanny pack.
She should have. She forgot it.
I mean, what the hell? But no, either way, her taint stain of the week this week, if I could have the music, please.
It's the taint stain, the taint stain. It's Danny's dirty taint stain of the week.
Is James Russell Crockett. Because purportedly, now this is purportedly, he beat an elderly woman for running into his cart at Walmart.
What?
Apparently he beat the, I'm pulling up the article right now, apparently he beat the snot out of some poor old lady at Walmart because he was, I can't pull it up on this damn thing, but either way, I don't even know why I need to get into the article because it's pretty much self-explanatory. How do you beat up an old lady at Walmart? Mason, when you're at Walmart, and you got to be angry, so you're drunk as fuck at Walmart, and like grandma accidentally bumps into you. What's right, the first reaction?
Well, the first reaction is I'm looking for the rest of the things in my hangover pack. Because you got to be drunk to go to the Walmart.
Yeah.
Right.
However, I think that they should just take that greeter and walk around with the old lady. And they need security now.
So the old people need like a security
apparently,
detail.
Apparently, they're walking into carts. Lord knows what else they're doing.
And see, this is in Maryland. And after his name is Crockett. And after he beat this woman, they went and shot for another 15 minutes before they left.
Oh, wow. Well, they forgot their fanny pack. They forgot to put all the contents in the bag. They forgot to buy the bag.
I guess she was in the checkout line when she decided to change lanes. So she actually bumped into the shopping cart, which was operated by Crockett as well.
What do you have in there?
It doesn't say
something he wanted to hide.
Like a bunch of crystals?
Yeah, no doubt.
I don't know what the hell you'd have in your cart. So
I don't know what would make you so mad that's your final straw.
Maybe it was his meth lab that he was building. He was very concerned that maybe one of the plastic bottles would open up and mix with one of the other plastic bottles, and he'd have a chemical spill on his hands.
And an elderly woman's wife does
to
not
be honest
matter.
With you, I don't blame this guy at all. Think about it. You don't know what happened the rest of that guy's morning. He could have found out his old lady was gay.
I see. There's this is the woman that got beat up. That's the picture of her.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
We just figured out the problem.
I see the problem.
Wait a minute. She looks awfully angry. Why does she look so angry and incoherent?
She just got punched at Walmart.
I really I'm not going to say it. That's bad.
No, this is definitely
I'm not going to say
this. This is the guy that beat him up. Beat her up.
Look at that guy.
That's Crockett right there. So.
Yeah.
Is that Eminem? Yeah. No. This looks
Eminem. Like Eminem. It does look like Eminem a little bit.
What website is this? If you want to search
True
for these
Crime
pictures,
Report.
True Crime Report. Search James Russell Crockett. He looks like a deformed Eminem. This is absolutely amazing. Oh
yeah,
my
does.
God!
He looked like someone just smeared his face.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Not gonna be running in my shopping cart in Walmart no more. You know what I'm saying? Get up off my groceries, bitch. Gotta feed Haley.
Gotta feed Haley.
How dare you? 313-312-4524 is the number. Check this guy out online at truecrimereporter.com because he looks like the worst version. It's like he dressed up for Halloween and he wanted to be Eminem but just couldn't pull it off.
Or Dracula. Look at the front of his hair.
Links will be in the show notes of the podcast when it comes out.
Which
speaking of which,
it actually looks like the underside of a penis. Look at the top. Look at the way his hair goes. It's like
what?
circumcised like, dick what? On top
there
of
it
his
is
head.
Right there.
Circumcised dick on top of this guy's
head. Oh my God. He's absolutely right. What a dickhead. What a dick.
He's a dickhead.
Well, I mean, if he's going to beat up an old lady, you know, I mean, sometimes you just have to have tolerance for the elderly. They've been around a while, and most of them are crotchety and old. You know, you just let them be and let them tell stories.
I think he was about just fed up with life because his head looks like a dick.
Get him up my Pampers, bitch. You know what I'm saying? 313-312-4524 is the number tonight.
Bitch.
You can have your phone answered by talk to Satan before you talk to us.
Sounds like we got a call coming in. Who's that?
Yeah, wait till he gets through.
We got something coming in. Good. So real quick before we do anything, if you check out tapdetroit.com, Origix and DC Midwest Best Hip Hop All Stars have put together a little special Halloween mixtape. It's got everything from ICP to the Fresh Prince on it, and it's all hip hop. It's pretty good. It's all Halloween classics. So you got to check that out at tapdetroit.com or tooraw4fm.com. Hey, creep.
We've got K Hub on the line.
Aha, K Hub. How are you? Hello.
Good.
You're good?
Oh, I'm good.
Hi, Karen.
Hey, Karen.
Oh, hello.
Are you hanging in there or what?
I am. I'm hanging in here fantastic.
How's what the good doctor prescribed? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I guess it's all right, but the medical marijuana works much better, I think, than everything else.
What the hell are you talking about?
So I just called because I'm fucking pissed off because Halloween is my favorite holiday of the whole year. Why is nobody calling in with a ghost story? And I can't believe Owen didn't tell the story of what happened with the ghost in our house yesterday when we had gruesome, like, taking out of, like, pain pumps and stuff. We have ghosts, and they did not like it, and they started, like, throwing shit around our house yesterday.
Yeah, it was pretty rough. Yeah. That's no joke. His shit was flying around the bathroom. But it was like I was telling you guys before the show, we had to do a medical procedure at the house, and it was rough on both of us, so it was interesting. We think we upset the ghost, or they didn't know what the hell was going on. But shit fell all over the bathroom. I don't know how it happened. It was crazy.
That's spooky.
That is.
But you know what? They're not bad. They usually don't bother us. But, you know, it was an upsetting situation. And if I was stuck in an old Hamtramck house, I'd be pissed off, too.
Yeah.
I'd be like, come on, man. I already got to walk around. Now I got to see this. But you did good.
You did good.
Are you sitting with Eric out front? He was giving out candy.
Oh, no, I'm still not leaving the house because I'm just going to sit in the computer chair and I have all of my Watson 387s lined up and I've got another Valium and something else and some white lightning.
There you go.
And so Olin's taking good care of me, and I'm listening to the show, and...
She's so stoned.
Sweetie,
I'm glad that,
you are so stoned. Are you okay? I put the Vicodins back in the bottle.
I can't leave. I'm sitting
no,
in my chair.
No, I'm fine.
All right. All right.
But I called. I at least had a call because you leave the house and you're like, oh, my God, I'm going to be so worried. So you don't have to be worried because I called.
I don't know. I'm kind of more worried about the Vicodins in a row.
Well, it's two every 6 hours and it's that time now.
It's that time.
Sounds like it was that time about 10, 15 minutes ago.
No, what? Not yet. No, now is that time.
You can use all those?
That time is now.
If you have any extras.
Oh, don't make me laugh. That's not nice.
Yeah.
Answer more calls, but ghost stories, man.
All right, Karen. Well, I'm glad that you're all right and you're listening to the show and that you're feeling good.
Look, if my guts can almost fall out of my stomach and I can listen to the show, so can every other motherfucker out there. So they better start tuning in to Tap Detroit and listening to the Olin Ezra show. I'm going to start whooping some ass.
You're one tough bitch. You're going to beat him up. You're going to beat him up with your pain pump.
She's such a bully.
That's right, damn it. Have a good show.
Sorry, K-Hub.
Bye, K.
10 foot tall and painful.
Bye.
All right. Sounds like she's having a good time with the Valium and the Vicodin.
She put something on Facebook saying she thinks she's going to split stitches laughing so much.
Well, then, if that's the case, she needs to turn the show off. I don't need to come home to a mess, man. I can only handle so much.
Oh, God.
Warning, the Olin Ezra show may be damaging to your health. But anyway, the word of the week this week. Hey, scary Halloween guy, do we have anything for word of the week?
No.
All right. Well, it's more of a phrase anyway, and I didn't have one. I was a slacker, but then Joe brought up a very good point. The fanny pack. When you think about the fanny pack.
Just saying that makes you feel kind of, you know.
Fanny pack.
Right.
I used to have one that had New Kids on the Block on the front of it.
Mason.
My grandpa got it for me at a garage sale.
All right.
So,
you had to use it, right? Whenever your grandpa was around, he had to bring it out.
Yeah, so if someone's giving you a hard time this week, you just go, you're a fucking fanny pack. And you don't even need to explain yourself in that situation. It just worked.
Hey,
fucking fanny pack.
Hey, fanny pack.
There you go. Hey, fanny pack. The fuck?
Is that a fanny pack? Or are you happy to see me?
Oh, what's in that fanny pack?
My right. Survival kit.
My doll.
Survival kit.
My doll and a girly beer. I need a place to stay.
So, Joe, people are dying because of caffeine overdoses?
Yeah, apparently. I mean, now they have evidence that this shit will kill you. There's a guy by the name of Michael Lee Bedford, age 23, lives in Mansfield, Central England. And this happened last April, but apparently it was just published on myfoxdc.com. But, a buddy of his bought a bunch of caffeine powder offline for U.S. dollars, about $5.26. Tons of this caffeine powder for that price. And the instructions on it were very small. They said that only take, in any given day, up to only 1/16 of a teaspoon. Maximum.
They don't even make measuring spoons that small.
I know.
How much does that go for a gram?
I have no idea. Look into it.
Like 34 cents. How much?
It was $5.26.
For how much?
I don't think it said.
Okay.
But the guy.
Enough to kill you.
Yeah, the guy took 2 teaspoons of it.
Hey, Halloween guy, say enough to die. Oh, that would have been sweet.
It just didn't work out. He's called out. Crazy horse.
Nah, I think he's busy. You know, he might be killing some more souls.
Who knows?
Yeah, but that was those 2 teaspoons were 70 times more than are in a normal high energy drink, which is a lot of fucking caffeine.
Yeah.
And,
so his heart shot out of his chest, screaming, "Jesus Christ! What did you do to me?"
Well, apparently,
you said during the hangover thing that it constricts the blood vessels in your brain.
Right.
So if you take that much, it might just turn them off.
Yeah, that's true. But, they said he started convulsing and puking blood, and it wasn't making any sense, and basically it turned into The Exorcist.
Wow.
And he died
several hours later. He became our phone
screener. Yeah.
He became our phone screener.
Yeah, and they ruled it an accidental death because there was nothing illegally they could do, but obviously the family's upset.
So if you have an ex-baby daddy, baby mama, this wouldn't be a good way to get rid of them.
Mm-mm.
No, not at all. What a horrible, awful idea.
Oh, they died from caffeine.
Wow.
Shit.
Whoops.
Whoops. Where can you get the caffeine at?
I don't know.
They said they weren't.
Whoever is fiddling with something, stop it. Being picked up by the microphones.
Aha.
That was the whiskey in the flask.
The whiskey.
Halloween guy's getting angry. I love Halloween guy. 313-312-4524. Tell Halloween guy that you absolutely love him because he's brilliant. All right.
Buy him a Halloween present, or you know, maybe he should be back for Valentine's Day. We can buy him a Valentine's Day gift.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
Give him a Valentine's Day beer. Would you like that? He does a great job either way. I mean,
leave me alone.
We love you, buddy. All right, Joe. I'm sorry, buddy.
No, it's okay. I just can't believe that you can actually get concentrated caffeine powder offline super cheap and just be able to just down it, or make any drink that you drink an energy drink. You know, it's just, and then somebody decides that taking 2 teaspoons of it, you know,
that's insane.
It's gonna make them party harder. You know,
that's insane.
Is that like taking speed, maybe?
Probably. Well, it's like the equivalent of like just chewing speed for 3 hours.
Ugh. And dying.
Yeah.
And dying, yes.
You can't, you gotta, see, and then my thing is, you know how much weed you can smoke? Do you know how many fucking blunts you would have to smoke to fucking die? You would have to consume 87 blunts at the same fucking time, you dumb motherfuckers, to die of anything weed related. The only thing you could do was having no self-control and eating yourself into a food coma and throwing up and gargling on your own vomit. But I don't think there's one documented medical case of that ever happening. Meanwhile, people are buying caffeine over the counter and trying to mix it with shit and having their hearts explode out of their chest. Smoke a fucking joint, goddammit.
So what would happen if you took the joint and this caffeine at the same time?
That's what happens. Yeah. What? I'm sorry.
What if you had caffeine and the joint at the same time?
I'm pretty sure that much caffeine would just absolutely fucking kill you.
The joint wouldn't work. You still the joint wouldn't help
you. Well, Mason, what do you think about cocaine?
I don't want to talk about it.
You don't want to talk about it? Well, we got this song. We're going to get into a song, and we're going to ask Mason a couple of questions about his band. But this one's called Cocaine.
Maybe. There you go.
Mason Dam Tinsley from Ricket Pass. Now, that's some fine banjo playing, son.
212 beats per minute, biatch.
So what's the thing behind Ricket Pass? Because I love seeing you guys live, and the things that you guys bring to the table is unlike anything that's going on in Detroit right now. You know, talk a little bit about the band, where you got the concept from.
Excuse me, and more drink.
Yeah.
That's where we got the concept from. Actually,
drinking.
I lived in Alaska for the last, you know, few years. Just moved back here about 2 years ago, I think. And the whole thing was, is there was all these great bands and great musicians. You go to, like, a bluegrass show, and these dudes, I mean, tear it up. Like, you look at Satriani or whatever that guitar player's name is, he ain't doing shit a bluegrass fiddle player couldn't do with his eyes closed. And they don't get any respect.
Right.
Our big deal and our big problem is, I mean, we just recently got a drummer. Until then, like, we don't fit in. So we might play a show with, like, this death metal band, or we might play a show with, like,
right,
whoever the hell else cover band it is, and we don't match up with them. You know what I'm saying? So they do what they do, and we do what we do, and people have fun, and it's been working.
It's absolutely awesome to watch, because it's all essentially organic. It's a banjo, a tub bass. Talk a little bit about the tub bass.
Ted Whitman, he's our washtub bass player. He's going to call in here in a minute, I think. I came back from Alaska, and we were at all three of us were at this open mic night because, well, I live down south of Detroit a little bit in Rockwood, and, well, there ain't shit going on. You know, there's no music scene, really. Most you're going to get is, like, a country cover band every once in a while at the bar.
Right.
And we're all sitting in there, and I'm looking at Ted, and, I mean, he looks like Animal from whatever fucking cartoon.
Oh, the Muppets?
Yeah, the Muppet shit. He looks just like him or the dude. Right. But dude. I looked at him, I was like, dude, if I build you a wash tub, will you play it? And it was almost like Field of Dreams, you know, if you build it, they will come. So I built this thing, and he ended up putting a doll head on it and a hose clamp, and it's just a wash tub, a stick, and a string, and whenever you hear the next track, like, he is on point, on key. He only has one fucking nylon rope. And does anything that any, I mean, I guarantee he could play anything Flea plays on one string on a tub.
It's awesome. It's awesome to watch.
It's flat bass to the max.
It's absolutely awesome to watch. So you did a Battle of the Bands recently at the Rack and Roll. You got anything else coming up?
Yeah, I did that. That was my solo stuff. They were all up north working, building some nursing homes so they could go to Walmart, get beat up, and come home and feel safe.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, we've got a lot of shows coming up. We've got Pants, the bartender from Rack and Roll. She's leaving, so we're going to play a show there.
She's fucking awesome.
Tiny Shout never gave me her. The date. He just told me I was doing it, so we're going to do that. And then we've got the day before Thanksgiving at Rack and Roll with Forrest Wade and Ray Street Park. And then we've got some shit earlier on in November. And then
some shit.
That one show that we got going on.
If anybody knows us at all, like, we will play anything for, like, boob cancer to, hey, look, there's a long break, and, you know, and there's people outside smoking, get your shit out of the truck. Like, we're not really picky about it, but we've got a show with the Ruiners coming up, which I'm really excited about.
Oh, that'll be a cool show.
At the Gustling Alley in Royal Oak, and that's either December 12th or whatever the next weekend is.
That should be a good show.
That'd be a cool show, the Ruiners.
Stay at our Facebook, Ricket Pass. That's all you got to search for. We'll pop up. It might be a picture of me half naked. I like to do that.
Yeah, it was.
If not, it's a picture of us falling down because we, I think last time I played that solo show, that Battle of the Bands you're talking about.
Yeah.
I did 12 shots in under a half hour.
Oh, damn.
So.
These guys, like.
Surprised you didn't pass out.
I did.
I'm sure the bathtub mash that I have on the top of my refrigerator would have been long gone by now.
I don't know why you didn't fucking bring it.
I should have.
Is that the shit you had me try?
Yes.
That was good stuff, man.
That was great.
You know, thumbs up.
When it evaporates off the tongue before you can swallow it.
That's you just gotta take it easy with that shit, because I'll come home from the bar and not be thinking and just be like, yeah.
Just have your fanny pack.
That's right.
Or your holster.
Keep the Gatorade close. And the PMS medication. So
right. I was hoping, I had a bunch of people queued in to, like, you know, bring up stuff. Because we've gone down to Kentucky and back and played. We play 280 shows about a year, which is for a band that doesn't really tour. That's ridiculous.
That's a lot.
But I'm kind of upset because we've got these fans and these friends, and they got great stories about banjos and rednecks and blue leather suits.
Well, the show's not over yet, so.
And they haven't called yet.
313-312-4524. Sorry, Joe. Continue.
No, it's all right. Do you play the banjo in the band?
I play the banjo and guitar. Joe Vega, he plays the guitar and the mandolin. I think one of our most notary things that we do is Joe Vega will play the guitar and I'll sneak up behind him. I'm even playing the banjo, but sometimes you need a guitar solo, but you can't drop the guitar to have the guitar solo. So I'll reach behind him and, you know, I'll play some lead on the guitar while he's strumming, and then we'll switch and, you know, he'll tear it up. He's a hell of a guitar player, hell of a good guy. Little Baby Joe, Drunk Eye Vega.
Ah, so you play, you'll say you play Joe's guitar.
I will play some You're Gonna Cry lead on Joe's guitar while he's picking and smiling because I'm poking him in the backside, you know what I'm saying?
Now, what got you into banjo versus guitar? I mean, did you learn guitar first and then just was...
Oh, yeah, I've been a guitar player since I thought guitar playing would get me a girl.
Right, oh yeah.
And, it works.
Joe knows about that.
I know.
Does
it work?
It's the truth.
You know, it works great.
I remember learning Nirvana songs, right, you know, well, however long ago that was when they were still alive. Yeah. Anyhow, no, what happened was I moved back here and I wanted to, like, put this band together. And I couldn't find anybody, you know, about our age with a image, because that shit's important for some stupid fucking reason,
right,
that would play the banjo for
us. You only need a 3-minute and 30-second chorus, and if it's any long or a 3-minute and 30-second song, and if it's any longer and or shorter, you fail, and we will not support your record. But you owe us all the money for the advance that we gave you back. By the way, nice job rotting in hell for the rest of your life, you miserable fucks. And we now own everything you write. Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Continue.
I like cocaine.
Yeah. All right.
Anyhow, no, but I think our whole point is, like, if you listen to a lot of our songs, it's not a negative thing. It's, you know, I'm going to go out.
It's fucking fun, dude.
I'm going to have a good time. You're not going to get me down. I'm not going to live down on a knee. And goddamn, I work for a living. You know, and that's pretty much what it is. Like, every last one of us, we're all carpenters. You know what I mean? We all do what we do. We work our asses off. And when it comes time to play a show, it's fun. I don't even fucking care if you pay me. Because I'm doing it because I like it. If I could quit my job and stop getting cut by sheet metal, chances are I would do it. But until that day comes, I'm going to play guitar and I'm going to be like, you know what? Nobody's yelling at me. If they're yelling at me, it's really cool. Maybe they're trying to get me to take more clothes off. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not an issue anymore of, hey, $300 a night. How about you give me 2 beers and let me figure out how the rest of this is going to go? Because while I'm playing, you're going to get me drunk. And it's not going to cost me anything. And I'm going to go home and everything's going to be okay. So fuck your $300 and your cover bands and your stupid, hey, look, I learned a new song. Hey, check us out. We got new stuff. We're doing a Silverchair song. Go fuck yourself. And you know who I'm talking to.
Wow.
Sorry.
Mason Dan.
Dan on the phone.
Dan. Aha. Uh-huh. Dan. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How you doing?
Doing good. What's up?
Shit. How you guys doing tonight?
We're doing good, man. What's the good word?
The good word? That's the word. It's good. It's always good. Down here in the point.
What are you talking about?
Sounds like we have a translator working on the phone there.
Wait. Is this Danny?
Yeah, it's Danny. This is Mason, right?
Yeah, you live in Stony Beach. You had the Fiesta with the super sweet Fast and Furious spoiler on it, right?
Huh?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. How are you doing? How's that truck working out for you?
I'm all right, dude. That's me. I'm listening to you on the radio up here talking about Rick and Pass and shit.
Well, good. You have a question or something you want to talk about?
I just figured I'd call. They put the number out. I was listening. And I was like, well, fuck it. I'm going to call.
Fuck it, I'll call.
I'm going to say, fuck it.
Let me tell you a story about this guy. This is Danny, right? Danny, we used to party down. It's Stony Beach. And, this guy, Danny, I mean, he's an amazing guy. I mean, I've never met somebody like a sense of pride. And like a, hey, I'm trying to suck your dick over the radio here. Will you be quiet for a second? Anyhow.
Hey, Danny, you got to take it easy. He's trying to give you a compliment.
But we got to, you know, monkey in with this cat a little bit. And we're like, we're going to tie you up. And you know what he said? He said, fuck you. I'm going to hit you with a monkey wrench.
Turn your radio down, too.
But Stony Beach, actually, Stony Beach, the house he's probably calling from, there's a band called Stone Broke. You guys should really check them out. They're pretty, I don't care what your name is.
Stony Point. Stony Point, not Stony Beach.
I'm talking about, it's not Stony Point, it's Stony Beach. Ask me what it's called again, I'll tell you the same thing.
Delay.
Hey, you gotta turn your computer down, or your phone.
I walked away from it, dude. I got 40 people listening to this shit.
All right, hey.
It's awesome.
Hey,
thank you.
Hey, Danny.
What's
up? Who's your favorite band?
Rick and Pass.
Right. He's lying to you.
Fucking band I ever heard of.
Right.
Is he the guy that's always in the audience yelling out Rick and Pass?
No, he's the guy with the Ford Fiesta with the Fast and the Furious spoiler on the top of it. Danny's amazing.
You guys loved that, didn't you?
We did.
I still picked up girls with that thing.
Now you're lying to us. You're lying to everybody here. And now everybody that's listening to this radio show. Danny.
Oh, no.
What's up?
I want you to text me. I'm going to put my number over the line so he can text me this right now. Uh-oh. My number is 734-286-8975. I want you to text me a picture of your face.
A picture of my face?
Yes, I want you to smile real big. Come on, buddy.
Okay.
Don't be scared. I'm trying to get you some ladies.
Oh, then you got to send it to me, so I'll put it on the website.
Ladies, dude, you weren't here. You're on the radio. You didn't see them.
You're over there on the radio, and I'm here hanging out with the bitches.
He's got 40
right,
of them.
Danny, black, and you're on that radio show. I'm sitting here with the bitches, and
yes.
I'm like, well, where the fuck's Mason? I hear your ass on the radio. Like, what the fuck?
Exactly. Like, wow. You're there hanging out with the bitches, and I'm on the radio. Somehow, I lost cool points. I just want everybody.
Right,
to
and now that. Now I'm like a celebrity because I know the dude on the radio, so I'm guaranteed now. Like, it's like for sure.
I should probably show up so they could be like, you're the guy that knew the guy.
Hey, I'm gonna be upset if Mason leaves, Danny.
Yeah, I might have to leave. Hey, everybody, I'm sorry. This is Mason Damn Tins. I gotta go. There's bitches. Nonetheless, he's at a house right now. Stone Broke actually lives at that house. They're amazing. If you get a chance to check them out, I don't even know where you can check them out, but go down to his house and listen to them. They're amazing.
Hey, played our first gig at Pinky's Friday night. There'll be another one soon.
Pinky's?
Where's Pinky's?
Stony
Point Beach.
Stony Point Beach.
So I feel like I won because he added beach to the end. Now.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Danny. Thanks for calling the Olin Ezra Show, man. It was good talking to you. Hey. Let me.
Oh yeah, man.
Hey, let me hear your best. I don't give a good goddamn.
I don't give a good goddamn. You fucking crazy fucking fanny pack.
Yeah.
Bye, Danny. It was nice talking to you.
Awesome.
All right. You guys have a good night.
You too, Danny.
Got to use that for a TapDetroit.com drop.
Yeah.
Yeah, we gotta go back into the archives and save that one. Well, Danny, interesting dude.
I hope he texts me a picture.
I'm
if anybody's there, text me a picture.
Anybody listening that good has got his phone number, text him a picture.
Sounds like he's quite the lady man in his Ford Fiesta.
With a spoiler. On the top, because they don't have a trunk.
No,
it's a
just,
hatchback.
Right.
So it looks like a giant wedge.
It looks like a giant dickhead. That's my word of the day.
So he wasn't at the party at Labor Day?
No. He doesn't make it out our way. We just play parties down there every once in a while. He's a real good guy, real genuine, real honest. He'll tell you the damn truth.
Sounds like it. He sounds like he's a good guy to party with.
He's something.
Sounds like he's having a party there tonight.
With them bitches.
With them bitches.
Somebody take a picture of that guy and send it to me, please.
Well, you know what? Unfortunately, you know, Danny could be with the bitches, but he's not here in the booth with this week's Strain of the Week.
Strain of the Week.
This week, it's White Lightning. Because it's potent. And it's good. Did you like the White Lightning, Mason?
It had a very good aftertaste.
We're going to talk about yours in a minute. What did you think about the White Lightning, Joe?
It was interesting about the taste.
It threw me off
a bit at first, but
it's been good. It's a sativa and indica. It's like a cross breed of the two types of plants. And
I didn't care for it.
What a dick.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
That stuff sucked.
Next.
Les, you're the one that turns white and pale like a ghost if anybody hands you anything. You're like, oh no, I'll get drug tested at work. Mason Damn Tinsley is a man because this was full when he got here.
Yeah, we finished off
up to the top. Wow.
Don't have to worry about the...
I'm sorry, honey.
Evil guy telling us about the noise it was making.
Oh, man. Good time. So, yeah. But anyway, Mason also brought a special supplement to the show tonight, and it was Crazy Horse. What's up with the Crazy Horse?
It's green. Comes in a bag. and you smoke that shit, and it's really good, and it's even got a name. And generally, pot with a name's always good.
Always good.
It's when you get it and it smells like cat pee or ammonia, you know you got a problem.
Right.
It got snuck from somewhere with some seeds in it.
Or it tastes like plastic while it's burning. That's also a bad sign.
Cotton candy, that creeps you out. Wait, that's crack. Anyhow, yeah, Crazy Horse, I like it. It does the trick for me. It's very crystally, I guess you could call it. It's pretty good stuff.
Concentrated. It is concentrated and potent. We also sampled that, and that's why I can't remember what we're going to do 2 minutes from each segment of the show, but that's good. That's what makes the show good and unpredictable. Good, good time. So, yeah, those are the two strain of the weeks. I'm not sure if you can find Crazy Horse in a dispensary, but if you look for, I don't even remember the name, White Lightning, it's in many dispensaries, and it's like, it's one of the craziest things that I've ever had. Not as good as Rocket Fuel. If you can find fucking Rocket Fuel, fucking smoke that shit all day because it's
Rocket
just like
Fuel?
White buds. Rocket Fuel.
Rocket Fuel.
Rocket Fuel. Mm. It's just a step below AIDS, and AIDS will just kill you. You smoke and you're done.
That's a good joke.
Yeah. 10 years ago, maybe, but not anymore.
Yeah.
All right, sorry. I apologize.
You can buy a cure for that.
Well, yeah. If you're rich enough, right?
Magic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's if you right. believe in magic. That's why we're growing things and we have chicken coops.
So is there such thing as synthetic marijuana?
Yes, and Danny was supposed to talk about it, and there are. I'm not 100% sure of the pros and cons. I'm trying to bring the story up, but, you know, it says get it done with this droid, and it doesn't seem to want to get it done.
Oh, you want to talk about that, or you
got
it here?
Yeah, here. These are just, you know... It's more expensive. The herbal incense blends, so they have to like flavor the shit. It's harsh, and it's not all incense blends are created equal. I don't know what the fucking incense blend is, but I'll tell you what. I'd rather smoke something that grew out of fucking Mother Earth than out of a goddamn lab. Unless it's hydroponically grown, and that's okay, but not out of a fucking lab, and it's called JWH-18.
Interesting name.
18 is the best part of that.
Yeah.
It's the catchiest part.
It's like the 18th try. They finally fucking
I was like, what
out.
Did you just say? Oh, 18.
This would be a perfect thing for Halloween guy to say is JWH-018. But he's not going to. It's okay.
Said way too many things for him to say.
18.
18.
Just say 18.
Just say 18.
And I like it.
Apparently now you can't smoke the synthetic weed and get drunk. So that
what?
Brings
huh.
me...
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
No, yeah, look, check it out. Most drugs don't mix well with alcohol, but having a glass or two of wine with JWH-18... why don't you just smoke fucking weed? You fucking retards. It grows out of the goddamn ground everywhere on the planet. You could grow it in every single fucking climate.
So is it legal to smoke this stuff since it's synthetic, or is it, you know...
Not without a prescription.
As far as my understanding goes, I heard about this stuff the other day. Somebody's like, you ever smoke K2? Andrew. I know he's listening. He's like, you ever smoke K2? And apparently it's some incense, and they grind it up and they smoke it, but it's sold as incense.
But it's not like... It's
fake pot.
It's not JWH-018.
No, it's just K2, which isn't as much of a mouthful.
K2.
K2.
That's easier to say. They could have called it that.
Yeah. They could have called it K2-18.
Or they could have
just... Because I like that part.
They could have just called it synthetic pot. How about that?
We've got James on the line.
James, what's up? You're on the Olin Ezra Show.
What's going on, man?
Not much. What's a good word, James?
Nothing. You got our buddy Mason there. I'm Ted's neighbor here.
Hi, James.
We just make sure you got a picture of Danny.
Oh, I haven't got it yet. I'm looking.
Dude, it's coming, man. It's quality with him and his non-counting bitches.
Yeah, nice. all 9 of them, right?
Nice.
Dude, we send them the store for a 12-pack, and they come back with a 6.
He ain't ever done a 10, but hell, he's tried 3 threes.
You didn't pick up these purported bitches in Ferndale, did you?
Hell no, these are the South of Monroe bitches.
I don't know where he fucking tagged him from, dude. I'm married and happy, but he's just fucking skinny and dumb.
I'll grab a monkey wrench.
Dude, hit him hard.
Right?
But yeah, I'm here with fucking Ted, man, just hanging out.
Hey, stop the stupidness. Put Ted on the line, would you? This is our bass player, Ted. Put him on there.
Yeah, hang on a second. Here, Ted. They want you, buddy.
Only the on Ezra show. We can wait. Hey, buddy. Right.
Oh, hello, Ted.
How you doing?
Good. Ted. What's How are you? How are you, Ted?
I'm good, man. I've been taking the kids out, trick-or-treating, doing that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah?
Eating chili.
Well, what are you wearing?
What's that?
What are you wearing?
What am I wearing?
You're a douchebag for Halloween, aren't you?
Yeah.
He's a fucking douchebag. No, that's actually the funniest thing I've heard in a long time. He got this. He bought a douche called like Summer's Eve or something. Yeah. And he changed. Our new t-shirts that we're going to have come out are actually going to be the front of the douche package. And instead of Summer's Eve, it's going to say Rick at Pass. And on the back of them is going to be the instructions. And everywhere it says douche, it's going to say Rick at Pass instead. Because we know that there's plenty of douchebags that like us. And they'll like to be douchebags.
Open the vaginal cavity and insert Rick at Pass. I like that.
Correct.
But hey, Ted.
Yes.
Ted. Hey, Ted.
Hey,
how you doing? What are you doing?
I'm hanging out, man.
I need you to bring me another flask of whiskey, please.
Right now.
In a hurry.
All right, you know, I'm on my way.
Did you fix the car?
What's that?
The car, did you fix it?
Yeah, the car's fit.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
good.
The car's fit. I'm mobile again.
You look nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did. Like a baby's arm holding an apple, this guy.
Ted, thanks for calling the Ole and Ezra show. You're the best bass player in the world, man. That stand-up bass, man. It's
awesome.
Well, thank you very much.
Can you say something for me? Can you say something?
Well, that looks like...
What?
Ted?
Hey, Ted. Are you there?
Yeah.
Hey, when are we playing the Ruiners show?
I don't know. Probably.
And this is what happens when people book shows for us.
Hold on, Ted.
Yeah, how you doing?
Ted. How you feeling, buddy?
Yeah. I'm doing good. How are you?
Are you okay?
I was. How you doing? You never answered me. I'm good.
I'm good, Ted. Ted, I'm good.
Good.
You're good?
Good, I'm happy. It's Halloween, man. I'm freaking great.
It is. Hey, Ted. Happy Halloween, buddy.
How you doing?
Hey, Ted, how happy is Christy at you right now?
Oh, she's good, man. Everybody's good, you know? How you doing?
I can't leave the house because I'm sitting in the computer chair.
How Ted? You doing?
Ted?
Yeah, how are you? I'm good, man.
All right, hey, okay? Ted, we gotta let you go, buddy. Thanks for calling the Ole and Ezra show. You're awesome. Take it easy, bro.
All right, man. You're awesome, too, you know? I hope so.
I like you when you're in front of me.
Bye, Ted.
Hey, happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, Ted.
You have some very interesting friends, I must say.
That's our bass player. He's something else.
That's absolutely...
They sound like a riot.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. They're a lot of fun on stage, too.
I was off into that list, but you know what? It says it doesn't give you the munchies and you can't drink booze with it. I'm not interested. As a real smoker, I don't know, Mason.
How can it be synthetic marijuana, though? I don't get it.
I don't know. It's just silly. Actually, that's funny. The guy I'm talking about, his mom's texting me right now, telling me that I should watch my mouth because I'm talking about her kid. But synthetic marijuana. I don't understand. You can smoke this and pass your urinary. I thought it was the THC what you were looking for, right?
That's.
So what the hell else is it? Huff and Duster?
You got the article up there, Les. You see that? Of course I would, because you're knee deep in the droid over there.
I still got it up. What am I supposed to question?
We need to have droid sponsor this goddamn show because everyone in the booth is on a droid right now.
That's not true. I'm using that Metro stuff. It's working like a charm.
Yep, and I got the iPhone.
It works.
The high lasts no more than 30 minutes for the JWH-18.
No more than 30 minutes?
Yeah.
Probably
about an average of 10 minutes. So you only get high for like 10 minutes or...
So what, you have to constantly chain smoke this shit to be high?
Yeah, I guess so.
What's wrong with like a doobie of that crazy horse?
The feeling won't last beyond a single episode of...
Crazy horse.
The feeling won't last longer than an episode of South Park, so...
And you can't drink on it.
And it doesn't give you the munchies.
But I like to eat when I'm stoned.
Yeah.
Like eating an oversized novelty bowl of cereal while I'm blown the fuck out is the best part of
smoking
weed.
You mean like the cake bowl that you mix the cake in? You got this big bowl and you're like, how am I going to drink all this milk?
Yes.
Because that's my favorite part. When you're like, you eat all the Cocoa Puffs and you're like, look at fucking milk.
You guys forgot the most, the most important part is that it's more expensive than real pot. It's $25 a gram.
What a waste of time. What a joke.
What's the point of it? Why
exactly? Why would you? I don't know.
What was the goal that they intended for when they started creating this shit?
To make money.
I don't think there's a goal in here.
But it seems like an ill-fated...
Jude on the line.
Uh-oh.
Oh, hello, Jude. How are you?
Oh, hello, Olin. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good.
How are you?
Hey, the voice has got to stay. I love that fucking voice thing, man, that they're doing.
Hey, Jude.
Jude, how long have people been going, hey, Jude, to you?
I'm not going to admit to how long, because that will tell you just how old I am.
So 4 years.
4 years.
Aw, see, that's why I love you.
Yeah,
that'd make her 12, you jerk.
Well, what's up, sweetheart? Hey, what's on your mind?
The reason I called, you were talking about the marijuana and it doesn't, you know, kill anybody and all that, and that's, like, so true. You never read my shit, which I'm going to smack you, but...
That's not true. I read some of it.
Some of it. Well, you didn't read this part. 1,500 pounds in 15 minutes is what it would take to kill somebody.
1,500 pounds
in 15 minutes. That's impossible.
Yeah.
What if I won the lottery? I'd give it hell. Give me a vaporizer. I'm going to burn it up.
All at once in a giant bonfire. That would be the biggest vape session ever.
No, we'd put all the smoke in a big bag and let somebody fat jump on it.
The bonfire.
Somebody dive into the bonfire.
Yeah, that's my little tidbit for the seasoning. So.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Hey, no problem.
What are you doing tonight on Halloween? Other than listening to the show, anything? What's Steve up to?
Steve called in.
Oh, that was that Steve.
That was that Steve.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know it was that Steve. Well, tell him I said what's up.
Yeah, good job.
Duh, I'm a douchey.
Steve, tell him what's up. He said, what's up?
That's awesome. Awesome. Well, thanks for listening to the show tonight, Jude. Is it sounding good and everything like that?
Oh, yeah. Sounds good.
Cool.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Thank you guys both for calling in. It's
hey,
awesome
no problem
to see that you guys are still listening to this after like 100 and something episodes. I don't know how you do it.
Episode 2, man. You know, I'm a diehard. I'm crazy, nice. But I'm a diehard, yeah.
I love it, Jude. I love it. And we love you. And real quick, before I let you go, you're also a cancer fighter, cancer victor, right?
Damn straight. Medicinal marijuana all the way, man.
It cures.
Just like K-Hub.
That it does.
Weed and broccoli, right?
Well, I took that little bit of advice, but, you know, it's got some serious side effects that marijuana doesn't. So I'll stick with marijuana. Thank you very much.
Stick
indica.
With...
You got to do indica for cancer.
Indica is amazing.
It is amazing.
You got to try some of this white lightning because I think you'd appreciate it.
I'll be down in a week.
Good. I'll have some.
Take some.
I will.
Okay.
All right, Jude.
All right.
Well, thanks for calling
in. Man. I love you.
Love you, too.
Hey, no problem. Okay. Bye.
All right. What
the hell is that in your hand?
This is the heat wrap that was on my back because, like...
It looks like a diaper with spots.
This is organized spots.
That's the thing they use in the tampon commercial where they pour the blue stuff on it.
Yeah.
But after a while, it turns brown.
It looks like that.
That's very interesting.
That's a homeopathic remedy. It's heat magnets.
Now, how did you hurt your shoulder?
Rolling a cigarette.
That's how bad a shape Olin is in right now, is that rolling a cigarette will pull muscles.
Yeah. It was ridiculous.
This was first thing in the morning, too, wasn't it?
Yes.
And so you got to stretch before you
And it's been
pack
2 days.
Cigarettes.
I guess I do. Wait, what's that?
That's somebody calling
somebody
in.
Somebody else is calling in.
It sounds like God.
We got Sean on the line.
Sean.
Sean, what's up? You're on the Olin Ezra Show.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going.
Hey, I'm calling in to, I heard a rumor about Mason.
This is Sean Cecil from Orange in the background. I figured it out.
Aha.
Something about him beating punching somebody with a banjo.
Oh, see? They're queued up. They're just a little late.
What? So you beat someone with your banjo?
Yeah, we went down to Kentucky. It was a tobacco harvest party is what it was. And it was in a barn, and there was like 450 people. There was like pickup truck galore lying down this dude's, you know, farm driveway that goes like quarter mile back. And we're there, and we're playing with this other band. They're called 6 Mile South. And their bass player, I mean, he was a prick. He was dressed as all bright blue, like UK, University of Kentucky, leather jumpsuit. And we're like, hey, can we use your microphone? He's like, no. I'm like, okay.
You're not wearing enough leather.
And it's not blue. Anyhow, so, you know, we're like, fine, fuck you then, and we'll figure out something else to do. You know, that's what we do. We figure it out. And this guy, he's a dick the whole time. And as soon as you got to mind you, me and drunk guy Joe Vega were drunk 4 times this day. We woke up at like 6, got drunk, took a nap, woke up again at like 11, ate something, got drunk, took a nap. Yes, I said drunk. Anyhow, so the whole day went on this way. So by the end of the day, I'm holding this bottle of fighting cock, you know, which it earns its name, I guess.
Right.
And I look
at
this big blue son of a bitch, and he says, I'm glad them Detroit pussies are done.
Oh.
And I'm like, wait a minute. For one, we're not known for pussies. No. San Diego might be known for something. San Francisco might be known for something. Detroit, not pussy. You know what I'm saying? So I took this bottle of fighting cock, and I threw it at this dude's feet. And, you know, of course, anybody throws a glass bottle at your feet, you jump a little bit. You're like, fuck that, I'm not going to get hit.
Right.
But when he came down, I had this banjo, and it was a really nice banjo. I actually auctioned it off at Tiny's dad's cancer benefit.
Uh-huh.
I auctioned it off, but the whole back of it was glued back together because I slapped this stupid blue son of a bitch right in the mouth. And it just splintered. The next day, Joe Vega comes up to me and goes, your banjo's in the fire. I'm like, you better fucking get it. It'd been there like 8 hours, you know, but we glued it back together and patched it all up. And it was a good time. They never invited us back, and I'm sure that he's got new teeth.
Where was this?
This was in a little town called Bethlehem, Kentucky. It's outside of Shelbyville, which is outside of Louisville.
Right.
Which is kind of funny that you got to say it's outside of this town, which is outside of that one.
Right on the edge of the other one right over there. And who gives a fuck, land?
Henry County.
You can't fuck with people from Detroit because...
We're not pussies.
No, you never call a person from Detroit a pussy because then you need to get reconstructive surgery.
Well, that's not true, because some people are just pussies, whether they're from Detroit or not. But as a general stereotype, you don't go, Detroit, pussies.
No, you say Detroit outside of the state and people are like...
Oh,
they freak out.
What's that like?
Well, either they tuck their own dick in their ass or they leave.
Did you hear about that town? Yeah. Did you hear about the town in Oregon called Detroit, Oregon, and they want to change their name?
Why?
Because they didn't want to be associated with Detroit, Michigan.
Now, see, there's tampons.
So they changed it to Detroit Lake, Oregon.
Well, tampons. We got a Detroit Beach, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Detroit Beach. What about Belle Isle?
Are you still there, Sean?
Yeah, I'm still here, man.
Oh, hello.
I'm just letting him do his thing. You know, he was still telling a story, so, you know, it's all good.
No, it's okay. Orange in the Background, you really have to check out Orange in the Background. This guy, like, I tell you this, if I could sing like him and play like Aaron from the Rolling Caissons, I wouldn't be here. I'd be like, hey, Howard Stern. Or, wow, who are you? Instead.
Probably not, though.
By the way, if you listen to Sean's music, you will punch yourself in the dick.
Yeah, I'll punch you in the dick.
And you'll like it.
Orange in the Background.
Yeah. Check it out.
Thanks a lot, man.
I love you.
Thanks, Sean.
All right, brother. All right, you guys take it easy.
Thanks for calling in, man.
He does punch himself in the dick. Look at his Facebook. Everything he says, I tell him he's punching himself in the dick.
So it's like a proverbial dick punch. So we got one more article to burn through. 313-312-4524 is the number. There's one thing I want to touch on real quick, and Zaldor's got one thing to wrap it up, and we're going to get out of here. So make sure to call if you have your ghost story. And one of the things I want to call about and harp about and jump up and down about again is self-sustainability, because the more and more and more that we have to go to the bank and we have to go to our jobs and we have to live our lives by certain standards to make sure that we have enough income to be able to buy groceries, which back in the day you could buy a lot of groceries for $100. Now you can buy like some split peas and
yeah,
a side
story.
Of salty fucking
Roy.
Nuts on the side of your head. Start a garden. It's not hard. You gotta turn over some land and you gotta plant some things. And if you're into weed, you can smoke for free. It's a brilliant concept. You put a seed in the ground and it grows. You know, I don't know. Somehow people forgot.
Wait, how does it go?
You put a seed in the ground and it grows.
That's not how that works. You put it in a Ziploc bag with a wet paper towel.
There you go.
Yeah, that's how you start it. That's how you incubate. But no, yeah, it's not hard to do something to be self sustainable and get away from something that keeps taking you down. You keep getting nickel and dimed for fees. Zaldor, how's those bank fees, buddy?
They're fine.
They're treating you good?
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah.
They told you to say that.
Yeah, they did, didn't they?
They're fine. Thanks for good.
Looks like a new shirt, new pants, nice shoes.
Got Elroy on the line.
Who?
Elroy.
Elroy.
You know an Elroy? Elroy, you're on the Olin Ezra show.
Yeah, so I got a ghost story.
No, you don't.
Sounds like a real scary story, but it was like in the 36 years that I've been alive, the only thing that I feel has like no logical explanation at all, you know? And me and four of my buddies, there's five of us sitting down in my basement. And
wait, hey, Aaron, is this at the Voodoo Lounge?
No. This was in my basement in my townhouse. And so anyway, we're sitting down there just chilling, relaxing. And my washing machine was on. And my washing machine just stopped for a second, like it was going to switch cycles or something. And this monster truck, like one of my son's toy monster trucks, was just laying there on the ground about maybe 3 feet from the washing machine. And all of a sudden, it just like raced toward the washing machine, rolled up the front of the washing machine on two wheels, and then jumped up and landed right on the top of the washing machine on all four wheels and rolled a little bit all by itself.
Wow.
And all five of us looked at each other because we all saw it and we all agreed that the exact same thing just happened, you know? So there's no way it could have been a hallucination with five people there.
No peyote or any other foreign substances involved, right?
Nothing that hallucinogenic, no.
Let me tell you about this guy. This is Elroy. His real name's Aaron Kason. He's in that band Rolling Kasons that I've been talking about a little bit. If I could play guitar like this guy, I'm not joking. Like, he's got this real nice, like, custom telly. And when I don't always like the song that he's playing, but hell, I wish I could play a song I don't like that good.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, damn, that it's good.
Well, let me tell you, I don't have half the talent in my big toe, in my whole body that Mason has in his big toe. All right.
Hey, don't suck on me right now.
This guy, out of all the people I know, he's got the best attitude about jamming. He's just out there doing it all the time, like giving it up 100%. And I have a lot of respect for that. And he's very inspiring.
This guy also is the guy. I understand, is going to record the rest of her album. Is that right?
Yes, definitely. I'd be honored.
Well, he recorded the two tracks that we did today, or that you're going to hear today. And I've never had somebody put it to me like this, because every time I record, like, you hear your own voice, and everybody knows what I'm talking about. Like, you hear your own voicemail, or you hear like yourself on a tape recorder
when
you're taking notes.
That's why I quit listening to past episodes of this shit.
Yeah, and you instantly like you listen to it, and you're like, wow, dickhead. That's my word of the day. I don't care what he says. Wow, fanny pack. But you listen to it, and you're like, no, that's just not me. But he broke it down to me like this. When you're on stage and you've got, you know, 100 people in front of you, however many lucky number of people you've got in front of you, you're like a tiger on the stage. You know what I mean? Like, you're out, and you're going to fucking get them. They're going to walk out of here, and they're going to be like, that's a tiger.
You're on the prowl, man. Like, the crowd is your prey. You know?
See what I'm saying? This guy, he told me this.
Kind of all about.
You go into the studio, and you're like, I'm in a cage. They want me to act like I'm on the prowl, but I know that here in a little bit they're going to bring me a piece of a goat and I don't have to do a goddamn thing. So, I mean, like, you're trying to sing or you're trying to, like, play, and it's just, it's not the same. And if you see Rickapass, like, oh, I mean, you can tell him all day.
You gotta see a lie.
It's not the music that will get you. It's the fact that we're a show. We're not a concert. And that's the big thing that we stress. And the same with the Rolling Kasons. Like, they will entertain you in between a song. You're not there just to hear the music. If you want to hear the fucking music, sit in your car and turn on the radio. And I'm sure you'll find a station that'll suit you. Right? But if you want to see a show, you'll go see the Rolling Kasons. Or you'll see a band that actually puts on something that'll give you something to pay attention to. Certainly. While you forget about why your life sucks. Because that's really what's going on when you go out.
There's some knowledge in that statement.
P.S. My life doesn't suck. Everything's okay with me. I drink a lot of beer, and I play guitar and banjo, and I drink beer. And everything's okay with me. And everything's okay with this guy.
Oh, well, yeah, man. Everything's cool.
Elroy,
happy Halloween, y'all. Great radio station.
Happy Halloween, Elroy. Thanks for listening to the show tonight.
All right, you guys take it easy.
That guy's so bad. I call him on Mother's Day because he's such a bad mother. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't fool around.
Elroy seems like a cool, humble dude. That's awesome. That's
just like you, buddy.
Yeah.
The old one fucking is for show.
We'll see. I don't know. So, Zeldor, what do you got before we wrap it up
tonight?
All right,
yeah, my last little story here I got is, you know,
this is the most outrageous thing of the night, and I hope Jude is still listening, because this is...
All you people that play Farmville on Facebook better listen to this. There was a Alexandra Tobias...
Now, K-Hub plays Cafe World.
I guess that could apply, too.
Oh, totally, okay.
Okay, it's different. You know, this wouldn't happen with Cafe.
It's a cafe, not a farm.
A farm will piss you off, man. Cafe, you just serve it.
She's 20.
It's a restaurant, retard.
She's 22 years old, and she was playing Farmville, and she got angry because the baby, her baby, three-month-old Dylan Edmondson, was crying while she was playing Farmville. So she was shaking him to the point of death. And yeah, she did kill her 3-month-old son. She's going to be sentenced to 25 to 50 years, which I think is definitely not long enough.
Right.
And the worst thing is that she told the investigators afterwards that she shook the baby, smoked a cigarette to compose herself, then she shook him again, and she said, "Oh, the baby might have hit his head during the shaking."
Bullshit.
No. I'm like, oh shit! You know, this is fucking outrageous. It's a fucking game.
First of all, bitch, you're not even paying a monthly fee. Now I could understand if you're playing World of Warcraft or some other fucking video game that required you to pay a monthly fee, getting a little bit upset that your infant that you're supposed to be the guardian of is crying.
Maybe she bought Facebook points. That's what the problem was. She was paying money.
What a fucking dirty cunt rag. How dare you shake your baby to death because you can't fucking tend to your digital goats, you worthless bitch.
Like I told you guys earlier, I play that game with my kid. He's 2 and a half. I pick him up and go, "You want shaking baby syndrome?" And I shake him, and the little guy, he laughs a whole bunch, and it's a lot of fun. But if you want points on Facebook, A, don't pay for them because you're stupid. All you got to do is go to your neighbor's house and rake their leaves. Shit.
That's the secret of Farmville.
Go pick up your dog shit in your yard.
And, of course, she's from Florida.
Plant something. Of course.
She's from Florida.
Of course. Of course she's from Florida. I swear to
Something
God.
Something about Florida.
Isn't that where they punch old people in Walmart?
Yeah, she's at Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm. It's same place.
Same place.
Jacksonville,
fucking Florida. Fucking Florida. It's something about the heat, and people are down there in the swamp just boiling. Is this her?
Yeah, that's her.
Yeah, she's...
She looks evil.
Wow. She
looks kind of evil.
Wow. She looks the way our phone operator sounds, except female and even more evil. She's like twice as evil.
Actually, she looks kind of mousy. I don't know if she's got enough muscle to shake the kid. Maybe it did bump its head.
Maybe she bludgeoned it to death with her computer because she couldn't achieve something in Farmville. Yeah. Hold on. Let's read the comments. I love the comments.
Yeah, the comments are
on these stories. Aha. Uh-huh.
I bet they see the home keys on the kid's face.
The funny thing is that at Jacksonville.com, the website says, "We've had so many comments of this, you have to leave comments on their mobile website."
Aha. Uh-huh.
So, and some people don't even know what Farmville is. The first comment is, what is this Farmville?
I've never played it.
I assume it's some violent game involving the farming of marijuana.
There's nothing violent about farming marijuana, if you did not know.
This girl's addiction to the game is what caused this. Facebook is supposed to be a safe place for kids. I don't think these violent games should be on there.
It's all because we did it.
You're growing
crazy
marijuana. You must want to kill infant.
That's Potville. I think Potville is on Facebook, too.
I'll tell you what. Wow.
I don't even get these games. I just don't.
I just don't get people. The first thing says she was high on marijuana.
I just got a comment on this. Said that they should give her 25 years on a paint shaker.
There you go. That's awesome. That's a great idea. 25 years on a paint shaker.
Oh, my God.
That would be a dadu. That was his comment there.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, so go to Jacksonville.com. Make sure you can find the stuff on there.
People.
Links will be in the show notes of the podcast at Tap Detroit. You know, I'd also talk about Tap Detroit when you get a chance, too.
Yeah. What's up with I don't even need to continue with this article because you just don't shake a baby. And then you read people's comments and it's just ignorance extrudes everywhere. Now I have a headache. But who was that just sent you a text?
Which text was that?
Somebody was saying something to Mason.
Yeah, people apparently like me on this show. If you like me on this show, perhaps you should tell Olin, and maybe he'll have me back, because apparently I just get real drunk, and I smoke a little pot on the way, and I don't really know what's going on, and I just have a good time, and they just got to listen to me, and it's a whole lot of fun. So why don't you guys tell him how much fun you had listening tonight, all 23 of you? Yeah, I know how many of you there are. So, yeah, sweet.
Yeah, thanks for everybody listening tonight.
Good times, yeah. Thanks for everyone that's out there listening. Thanks for coming in. What did you have to say about Tap Detroit?
Tap Detroit.
Emmett and Rick? Did you figure out what a fucking chicken head was? Mason, do you know what a chicken head is?
Somebody give money to go like this.
Yeah, see, I know. I'm
Wait, that might not be right.
Zaldor had no clue. Yeah, I'm stupid. He had no clue, and he called his friend a chicken head.
He looks like a chicken head. Look at him.
Thanks, Mason.
You like them girly beers. You bring them in once a week.
Yeah, that's right.
Share them. Like, wow, that tastes like a ring pop. That's good.
It's good stuff. Good ring pop.
That's so good.
Andrew brought the ring pops in.
Regardless, you liked it. You liked watching people eat them. Give us a girly
Tap
beer.
Pop.
Tap Detroit has also Emin and Rick show on Mondays, or Tuesdays, Emin and Rick show. So Tuesday, my show.
Sure it's not Wednesday?
It's Tuesday.
Thursday.
My show is tomorrow night, though, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern. Again, for the first time on TapDetroit.com.
We had a Zaldor drop sitting around somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to the Zaldor drop. That voice sounds awfully familiar, like the guy who's answering the phones tonight.
We need more booze.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know. That voice is very interesting.
Aha. Uh-huh. All right.
Zaldor is coming to TapDetroit.com tomorrow, Monday.
Aren't you already on
November
it right
1st.
Now?
Well, I know, but my show.
The Zaldor show.
For 3 hours. I'll be taking requests, playing lots of music, getting interviewed. I'm going to interview the guy from Electron Love Theory, talk about this U2 tribute album at 8 o'clock tomorrow. So definitely come to Tap Detroit tomorrow. Check out my show. And I'll be taking calls.
Zaldor.com.
So and then sure. Also we have the Fantasy Sidelines show on Thursdays, 8 o'clock Eastern. Talk about fantasy sports. Really interesting show. Dennis does a good job. Definitely check him out over at FantasySidelinesShow.com. He started his show last Thursday, so he'll be on every Thursday, 8 o'clock Eastern.
And Darian from Detroit Live is reportedly starting a show. I'm just waiting on the word from him.
Really? I had something in my throat.
Yeah, you all right?
Yes.
All right.
I hope Darian gets going soon because I'm waiting to hear his.
Hey, Darian, give me a call. You know my number. I'm just saying. He doesn't call me anymore.
He doesn't? You don't like Mason?
He doesn't like me. I was like, can I be in Detroit Live magazine? He was like, no. And that's how that worked out. So I think he should call me.
He should call you.
He should call you.
I'm a pretty nice guy. Shit.
Darian, what are you doing? Give this guy a call.
All I want is a phone call.
Darian hasn't called on the show. He should call on the show.
He could be like, good night, Mason. And I'd be like, at least that dude called me. Instead, I have to go up to this bar, and I like drew like Hitler mustaches on his little posters and stuff, and I felt like a jerk about it. So you should probably call me so I can apologize. Just saying.
Oh, man.
Dick. Oh, man. Good times. I didn't say it. I have no comment to that situation.
You don't have to.
Whatsoever. So, hey, Mason, thanks for coming on the show, bro.
Oh, yeah.
It was a pleasure, man.
He's funny actually stuff. Shaking my hand. You guys couldn't see that.
Couldn't see it. I always do that. So for myself, I'm pretty relieved that this was a good episode. It was actually very interesting. I want to give a special thanks to the special effects Halloween guy answering the calls. And Andrew May from 6 months Gone for stepping up while K-Hub is on the sidelines recuperating. And she's doing a great job. So, bless Joe. This is the Olin Ezra show. I don't know. Anyway, I forget the name of the song, but this is another Ricket Pass song. I'm sorry, bro.
It's Can't Scare Me. It's a good Halloween tune. Good dress up however you want. But
I like the intro of this one a lot.
Oh.
How it switches back.
The little matador.
I like it.
Fun.
And here we go. Can't Scare Me, only on the Olin Ezra show, Detroit's Underground Talk Revolution. We'll be right back.
Happy Halloween!